All right, Philadelphia Eagles. Always exciting to play them. We're knee deep in the preparation for the Eagles. So, having said that, I'm just going to let you open it up and fire away.
So Pat's going to change everything up this week.
I don't know. That's the guessing game right now. But I can't imagine, they change too much. I mean, there'll be a couple of wrinkles here and there. What is a little challenging is the tendency part of it. Because normally we would try to get a beat on a play caller. Has a tendency to run this and that, so that won't be there. But maybe 2 years working with Pat in St. Louis will help. I don't know.
Tom, you've been a head coach and you've been in situations where your job security has been discussed. How does he?
Yeah. Tom's great. Tom doesn't change, Look at him. In my mind, he's a Hall of Fame coach, and I'm blessed to be working with him.
Do you even recognize that it's going on with him, or is he
We're focused on the Philadelphia Eagles, and rightly we should. It's Wednesday, work day in the NFL, and you move on to the next game, and that's kind of what we're focused on.
JPP was talking today about he thinks he showed that he's still a dominant pass rushing, and in the seven games you've seen,
we've all talked about it. I mean, it took a while to kind of get in gear. And I think you see signs of that. I think he would probably tell you that he'd like to consistently do that a little bit more. I don't want to speak for him, but it can't be all that easy when you're playing with a club on your hand. But
left side, though, is probably his future. I mean, does it just work better for him because of the limitations?
I think he feels that way because he likes to put the hand down that doesn't have a club on it. There's disadvantages somewhere when you're playing with that, but he seems to be figuring it out, and he's got two fumble recoveries, with the one club. Maybe we'll have an interception this week and talk about that.
He said he's going for a procedure after the season.
I didn't know that.
His middle finger.
Okay.
To help with the grip.
So okay.
He doesn't have to use the club.
That'd be great.
Do you see real signs when you watch every play? He just couldn't do it.
Look, I'm not looking. I mean, I'd have to go back and look at them all specifically. But my guess is, let's face it, the good Lord gave us, fingers and a thumb for a reason. And in this game, it's good to have two hands to do things. And when you got one that you don't use, there's got to be times when it's a disadvantage. I knew you'd be cold. I knew it.
I know you're not a big numbers guy, but do you dangle anything in front of the team this week in terms of, you have a chance to not finish 32nd and finish 31st?
No. I'm not a stat guy. I very rarely put anything up there. It's about winning the game.